Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
My name is Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello?
Hi, Curtis.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Is this a bad time?
I went over and picked the title up. Completely different title from what I asked for. What name is it?
Oh, no. So you received it already?
No. Ma'am?
You received it already?
Yes. It wasn't remit. On the way home, I wasn't looking at it. I took it right back.
What is it that you've received?
A title to another mobile home.
Title to the mobile home?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. I think that's what we really need. Is that from the DMV?
Yeah.
Great. I mean, would you be able to Gmail that over to me?
It wasn't it, though. It was not it. That wasn't the one I was wanting.
Oh, okay.
But give me the one that a flood had messed up on me.
Hmm.
It had been destroyed back in 2003. Completely different home.
So what does it says on the title that you received?
What did it say?
Yes, sir. Like, is there like a header on top? I just wanted to know because you said that you received the wrong one.
It's just like a car title, just about. That's what it looked like, and it had the name Fleetwood on it. That's not no Fleetwood out there.
Hmm.
Two completely different homes.
Oh, it's not the one for the 3653 South River Road?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no. Whose home is that then? Like, do you know the address?
Do I know the address of what?
Of the one that you've received?
Where my house is at?
Oh, no. I was asking because you said that you've received a different one.
It was a old home I used to own. Well, it wasn't old. It was back to new.
Hmm. Would you be able to send that over to me so I could just take a look?
How can I do that? I took it back. I give it back to them, told them ordered me the other one. The wrong one.
Okay, so you sent it back?
I took it back in there.
What did, the person who assisted you said?
I don't know. I just thought it wasn't the right one. Man, this thing aggravates the hell out of me, the way it is.
I'm sorry that happened.
I tell you, why don't y'all go try and get it? Anybody can walk in and get a copy of a title.
We've already tried that. We already did. It was even the attorneys who requested it, but... You know, it needs to be, like, a request coming from the owner directly. Are they gonna pull out, or are they going to send you another one?
You know what? I had an offer here made on it. I just got it yesterday. You wouldn't believe. believe it. Said they guaranteed me that they'd give me that part.
What do you mean by that? That you got an offer?
I got an offer yesterday on it. Told me they wasn't worried about no title or nothing, no more indeed. You want to hear what they want to give me for it?
What did they offer you?
They didn't look at it. $128,344.14.
Are we talking about the same property, Curtis?
Same
the one
property.
In South River Road?
Same property.
And you said that they offered you $128,000?
I can take a picture of it and send it to you.
I mean, that would be great.
But I'm not going to send the phone number to you that's on it.
No problem. I mean, if you don't want to do that, that's totally fine. But they offered you
$128,844.14.
And we're talking about the same property, which
is... Same property. Listen, let me call it out to you. We've been trying to reach you about buying your property at 3653 South River Road. I can pay you $128,844.14 for your property as is. Please call me ASAP.
Well, I mean, there's no signed agreement or anything that they sent you. That's just a text message, Curtis.
No, it ain't no text message. It's in writing.
Is it in the email?
No.
Like an actual letter that they sent
mail.
You?
It's in handwriting.
Well, I mean, like we're already in the process and probably they're going to be doing the... Sorry?
I don't think you really want it. These people want it.
We want it, Curtis. I mean, we're definitely wanted to move forward with it. You know, like what I've said, we've already are talking to the attorneys. We have the title search going on, but it's just, you know, I think they're going to do the same. But we really just need the title. And, I mean, as much as we wanted to put the money in your pocket, we really need that title from the mobile home.
Well, they didn't ask me for no title. They just said the deed. Wasn't concerned about the title. I told them.
The thing is, Chris...
He said, no problem. He said it was some kind of turnover. Investors goes in on the something of it. Is buying it. They know that the airport and stuff is coming in. They want it. And they're going to make some money off of it. I know they will.
Okay. Well...
Man, I do is put a double wide in there and call for about $250,000. I'd make my money back on that. I know they will.
Okay. Well, Curtis, here's what I'm going to do. Because, I mean, we are ready to close. We're definitely ready to close, but... No, it's just the additional information about the mobile home that's the one that we're just missing. So let me get back to our attorneys and you know, I'm going to talk to them and tell them about the situation. I think they're really aware that you're still getting it. But
okay.
You said that you returned it, right? Because you don't think that's the right one.
That was to a Fleetwood. That isn't a Fleetwood.
Fleetwood, you said?
That was a Fleetwood title they gave me.
Okay. And you didn't take a picture, you just sent it back?
I took it back in there. I had a copy of the title.
Okay. Why don't we do this? I can call you back. I'm going to call you back later this afternoon.
Okay, you do that, honey. You call me back around 4, okay?
Okay. All righty. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.